I was watching the SCOTUS blog as it popped up and the first decisions on marriage, and my neighbors could have heard us. My wife and I were just squealing.
You may recall Kitty Lambert of Buffalo and her partner who were first to marry 4 years ago when New York State legalized same-sex marriage. She's elated with today's decision.
This has been an awesome journey, an absolutely awesome journey with some wonderful, wonderful people by our side, people that believe in our right to protect ourselves and our families.
Did you expect this decision today?
We have to be really honest. We of course we did. We're going to say absolutely, who would ever discriminate against us? Why wouldn't we be included in constitutional protections? But when you look at the decision, you know, 5-4, you realize that there's a lot of individuals out there that still believe that this is a choice. They still believe that they're not discriminating against us.
We are so excited as a community.
Matthew Crean Higgins is senior director of the Pride Center of Western New York. But he tells WBFO News, even with this major victory, they're still fighting gender discrimination.
The thing that we are trying to remind as many people as possible is that even though this is a major, major victory for the LGBTQ community, it comes at the same time that we're disappointed again to see the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act has not made it through the state Senate. And so it's a time to remind ourselves as a community and the greater community at large that even though we've seen major, major gains, that we need to keep working toward the full inclusion of our trans population in that movement toward the non-discrimination, toward the protections that they need and deserve. So as much as we're celebrating today, we want to remind ourselves and our community that there is still certainly work to be done.
And how do you start to accomplish all of that?
Well, the agenda has passed the assembly many, many, many times. And so the way that marriage equality has gotten through, I think, is through continuing to educate people, continuing to show people that LGBT people are much like everybody else and that they want many of the same things. And what they want is dignity and respect. And so our next mission, which the national community is already working really, really hard on, is to show the same thing for the trans part of our community as well, toward that full acceptance, toward that full right to dignity and protection.
It's very surprising to me that this could happen in both my lifetime and it could happen today for so many LGBT Americans.
The Stonewall Democrats of Western New York will host a celebration rally in Buffalo's Allentown district tonight. Brian Ball leads the organization.
This is an incredible day for so many LGBT families and couples throughout these United States. And to finally, after so many years of what we've all been working for, which is that our nation is considering us as equal Americans.
But expressing displeasure with the ruling is Buffalo's Catholic Bishop Richard Malone. In a written statement, he said he's bitterly disappointed with the majority of Supreme Court justices. Malone calls marriage the lifelong exclusive union of one man and one woman. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.